Words to live by. We challenge all youth to avoid bullying, insults, or language and practices that deliberately inflict pain on others. All of these violate the Savior's command to love one another. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Stay focused on the simple things and avoid becoming distracted. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The ordinance of the sacrament has been called one of the most holy and sacred ordinances in the Church. It needs to become more holy and sacred to each of us. Elder James J. Hamula of the 70.
Become more like the Savior by caring for the poor and needy, by faithfully keeping the law of the fast, and by contributing a generous fast offering. Bishop Dean M. Davies, Second Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric. When we assist Jesus Christ in His mission of saving souls, we, too, will be rescued in the process. Elder Chi Hong Sam Wong of the 70. Choose to converse with your Father in Heaven often. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. In all things, we should remember that being valiant in the testimony of Jesus, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 79, is the great dividing test between the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms. We want to be found on the celestial side of that divide. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. To be strong and living the gospel, there is nothing more important than receiving and strengthening our own testimony. Elder Craig C. Christensen of the Presidency of the 70. Covenants with God help us to know who we really are. They connect us to Him in a personal way. Jean A. Stevens, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency.
The atonement of Jesus Christ provides the cleanser necessary to be made pure and clean, the soothing salve to heal spiritual wounds and remove guilt, and the protection that enables us to be faithful in times both good and bad. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Providing an example of righteousness can help to illuminate an increasingly dark world. President Thomas S. Monson. The home is the ideal forum for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Elder Tad R. Callister, Sunday School General President. The question is there room for honest, sincere inquiry, but rather, where do I turn for truth when questions do arise? Will I be wise enough to hold fast to what I know to be true, in spite of a few questions I might have? I testify there is a divine source, one who knows all things, the end from the beginning. All things are present before Him. Elder Larry S. Catcher of the 70. Just because things are going well does not mean that we should not, from time to time, consider whether there might be something better. Elder Carlos A. Godoy of the 70. Placed around the world, temples have their unique look and design on the outside, but inside, they all contain the same eternal light, purpose, and truth. We, too, as daughters of God, have been placed all around the world like temples, and we each have our own unique look and outward design like temples. We also have a spiritual light within us, like temples. This spiritual light is a reflection of the Savior's light. Sister Neil F. Marriott, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency.
When people try to save face with men, they can unwittingly lose face with God. Thinking one can please God and at the same time condone the disobedience of men isn't neutrality, but duplicity, or being two-faced or trying to serve two masters. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, 3rd Nephi chapter 13, verse 24. Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the Presidency of the 70. like partaking of the sacrament, attending meetings, reading the scriptures, and saying personal prayers, doing family history and temple work should be a regular part of our personal worship. Elder Alan F. Packer of the 70. Each member serves as a testimony of the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We are at war with the forces of the adversary, and we need each and every one of us if we are going to succeed in the work the Savior has for us to do. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Our wounded souls can be healed and renewed through the sacrament, not only because the bread and water remind us of the Savior's sacrifice of His flesh and blood, but because the emblems also remind us that He will always be our bread of life and living water. John chapter 6, verse 48, chapter 4, verse 10. Cheryl A. Esplin, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency.
I would like to share six practical suggestions that, if heeded, will dissipate these evil voices and restore to you the kind of peaceful assurance and spiritual confidence that is yours to have if you only want it. 1. Take responsibility for your own spiritual well-being. 2. Take responsibility for your own physical well-being. 3. Embrace voluntary, wholehearted obedience as part of your life. 4. Become really, really good at repenting thoroughly and quickly. 5. Become really, really good at forgiving. 6. Accept trials, setbacks, and surprises as part of your mortal experience. Elder Jörg Klebengott of the 70. According to the world standards, following the prophet may be unpopular, politically incorrect, or socially unacceptable, but following the prophet is always right. Carol F. McConkie, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. The invitation to follow him is not a passive invitation. It is an invitation to act. Elder Eduardo Gavaret of the 70. The Holy Scriptures and the talks given at General Conference are an effective mirror we can hold up for self-examination. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The love of Jesus Christ must be our guide if we are to become aware of the needs of those we can help in some way. The teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ show us the way. And that is how our personal ministry begins, discovering needs, then tending to them. Elder Hugo E. Martinez of the 70. End of the article, Words to Live By.